Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Lori?
It's finally nice out. You want to go out?
It hasn't been sunny in a while. Yeah, let's go. But what do you want to do? We've been everywhere. We can go to the movies or go out to eat.
I don't want to do that. We do that all the time. Let's do something new. There's one place we haven't been to yet.
Where's that?
The Mystic River.
Isn't that in Somerville, near the highway, I-93?
Yeah, that one.
I don't really want to go. There's anything to do over there.
Yeah, there is. We can go canoeing, paddleboarding, or kayaking on the river. We can also go biking. If you want to just have a chill day, we can always have a picnic or walk along the river.
But isn't the river unclean?
Well, the people from Grandma Somerville and other organizations are having to improve the river to the best that it can be. They are also trying to advertise the Mystic so more people from the community can come. Other than that, the park itself is clean.
Yeah, I guess we can check it out, but I'm not totally convinced.
Okay, let's go then.
Do you know about the Mystic River?
I don't know much about it.
So I'm not familiar with where it originated, you know, what other towns it leads into.
No, I never heard of it.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know about the river.
In fact, many people do not know about the Mystic River. This is because it's behind major highway, Route 93. For many years now, efforts to improve the river have been going on. These are done by certain organizations like Groundwork Somerville or the NCC, also the Boys and Girls Boathouse.
I forgot how to get to the river.
It's all right. I downloaded a podcast on the Groundwork Somerville website that will tell us how to get to the river.
Good idea. Let's listen to it.
Is there a way to get to the Mystic River?
There is, in fact, a route that gets you to the Mystic River, and it's called the Blueback Herring Route.
Wait, what? The Blueback Herring Route? What's that?
Well, that is the name of the route, which comes from the fish found in the Mystic River.
The route starts off at Foss Park. You should be near a kiddie pool. Then, head down Jacques Street, which is the street across from the entrance.
When you get to the third intersection of Jacques Street, go to the right down Temple Street until you see a church, and then head left down on Memorial Road. Go down Memorial Road until you pass the first set of buildings.
Head to the right of the buildings and you will see a small playground. Go past the playground straight towards the highway, where you will see a mural stretching down the side of the highway across the street.
The mural is a colorful and creative painting that was created by the Somerville Arts Council. The mural will be separated by a tunnel under the highway, which you want to walk through to get to the area of the Mystic River.
Wow, that's a nice mural.
I know, the Somerville Arts Council did a good job.
Do you know that a girl from our school drew one of the paintings on the mural?
A girl from Prospect Hill Academy Charter School?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. She did a really good job.
There should be a small Boys and Girls Club building straight ahead, which has a whole bunch of kayaks and canoes. You can rent these canoes and kayaks and go on the river itself. We hope more people come to the Mystic River.
That walk from Frost Park was easier than I expected.
Yeah, and it only took 10 to 15 minutes.
That all looks great from over here. Should we go paddle boating?
But I don't have much money.
Well, at the Mystic River, it's only $5 an hour.
Really? That's so cheap for such a great activity. Let's try it out.
In fact, not just Lori and Rodney enjoy paddling and hanging out on the Mystic River. Lots of Somerville residents do.
Well, I like to paddle boat with my son. When the paddle boats are open, we enjoy it a lot. A paddle boat for $5 an hour, you can't beat it. It's the best fun.
Wow, this river actually isn't that bad.
Yeah, you can even see groups of fish swimming down there.
I wonder what type they could be.
Well, a lot of fish live near the river. You know the Native Americans used to actually live near this river and catch fish here to eat?
Really? I didn't know that. I wonder what other types of animals live around this river.
Well, the blueback herring and the owlwife are commonly seen here.
Oh, so that's why the trail is called the Blueback Herring Trail.
I guess so.
Fishes aren't the only types of animals that live around the Mystic River. Somerville residents have also seen many other different types of animals.
What animals have you seen around the Mystic River, and how often do you see them?
I don't see them. I see more. We've seen skunk. I've seen a raccoon. Fish. And I've seen a white crane. My son and I saw one white crane. And also we see hawks, where we've never seen hawks. They're, you know, they're hawks. The nature part of this is just so beautiful and so close.
Many people, including Somerville citizens, have high hopes for the Mystic River.
I don't know, maybe some facilities. Like, I don't think there's any restrooms or anything.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
A water fountain, you know, and obviously, you know, if they could clean up the water.
Yeah.
Put some more garbage cans up. pick up the litter yourself. Don't wait for someone else
and
to do it.
Benches along the walkway.
Yeah.
So the older people and fat guys can sit down.
I think if, you know, in the evening, I think if there was a policeman or a, you know, you'd feel a little more comfortable. I know there's a lot of runners, walkers, people do it in the evening. Yeah. So, yeah, just so you feel a little safer. But other than that, just keeping it clean and doing it yourself. You know, take your trash with you or pick it up.
The river's kind of in rough shape. There's a lot of nasty sediment at the bottom and stuff. And the water chestnuts are getting kind of out of control.
First of all, just a higher awareness of the river. I've talked to so many people from the area that aren't even really aware of the Mystic River. They drive by it every day and things like that. Aren't even aware of the river at all. So I guess raise awareness, get more people out there helping out to clean it up. But it's really important to keep our environment in good shape.
And organizations like Groundwork Somerville are helping those dreams come true.
I'm Jacob, and we're all AmeriCorps NCCC, which stands for National Civilian Community Corps, and we're working in cooperation with Groundwork Somerville. We're just part of an effort to get the whole thing cleaned up and get the water chestnuts removed so that it can be used for just to help restore the ecosystem and so it can be used for boating and recreation more effectively, that kind of stuff.
I work for Groundwork Somerville, and we have a project on the Mystic River right now whereby we are moving an invasive aquatic species from the river called water chestnut. And that's going to be a very long-term project. We just got money from the state to do a 3-year removal program. So I'll be spending a lot more time on the river now that that program has started.
I didn't know that there were so many things to do at the Mystic River.
I told you, you only had to give it a chance.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. Now we have other activities to do besides going out to the movies or out to eat.
Yeah, but also remember that Grandma Somerville helped make the river and its surrounding better for the community and us.
Yeah, you're right. And also, did you hear what some of the Somerville residents had to say about what would make the river and the park better?
They wanted facilities, awareness of the river, and a kids' play park. And if you, the residents of the Somerville community, want to make the river better, contact Groundwork Somerville at groundworksomerville.org for more information.